let's just take a couple more minutes, because
who died?
Well, there goes that. By the way, didn't we tell you that Charlie lives on the 46th floor above Times Square, and we just dropped a child. Happy 10:30, everybody!
Actually, it's 10:37 and 13 seconds on the East Coast.
Actually, I have to tell you, you know, I live in Manhattan.
Yes. And you had to tell us that. Yeah.
True Manhattanites never go to Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Okay, and what we do is we drop children out the window every half hour.
Because there's so many people, they just bounce off the heads. You drop the children down in Times Square, it lands on somebody's
head.
No,
but I think that
skids
over. I think Charlie should drop a child every half hour. What do you think?
I think that's a pretty nice idea.
With Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Or maybe Britney Spears.
Why, you're white?
So, Michael Jackson. But anyway, all right, can we please answer my question? Please, please, please.
What's your favorite thing about 2006?
Theater-wise.
Well, we had some pretty good theater in 2006.
Name one.
What?
Name one.
Okay, Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, that was...
Jew!
I mean...
No, he wasn't Jewish.
Sorry, Sweeney Todd wasn't Jewish?
No, actually, Sweeney was kind of 2005 and lumped into 06, I think. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, a little more recent. I can read off a list of some of the notable shows.
Okay, well, I will tell you some of the shows that surprised me this year.
Go for it.
Not all of them are running, but The Wedding Singer.
You like that?
And it just closed today.
Certainly a much better show than I had expected.
Okay.
Did
you like High Fidelity too or not?
I did not like. I was very disappointed with High Fidelity. I mean, my favorite part was the set.
Oh.
That's not. That's not a very good thing. If that's
Won Best Musical 2006?
I'm sorry.
What won Best Musical?
Well, we don't
2006?
Know yet. For we know what won for
well,
adult.
You know, 2006. If you're talking the, you know, the 2005-2006 theater season.
Yes.
Wasn't that The Drowsy Chaperone?
No, it was Jersey Boys.
That's right. Oh, that's right, Jersey Boys. That's right.
No one remembers that. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, because people really fond. Well, no. Bus and Truck and Bridge and Tunnel crowd likes Jersey Boys, but the theater people love
Jersey
Chaperone.
Yes.
Was a wonderful show. I'm not terribly fond of jukebox musicals in general, not that I have anything against them, it's just most of them are pretty bad.
You mean like the Bob Dylan musical, The Times They Are Changing?
Mercifully,
that was a twirl
of flop. I was so disappointed, but I didn't even like her previous effort, which was...
Moving Out was overrated.
Billy Joel. I'm a big fan of Billy Joel's.
Uh-huh.
I expected to like that one.
And you know, he's a big fan of you.
I cannot understand
anything.
Running.
Mamma mia.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there were a couple of the ones. I liked Lennon. I know nobody else did.
I did not like Lennon, no.
What were the other jukeboxes? Oh, and that All Shook Up. I found that really funny.
I liked All Shook Up.
Boy.
Yeah,
it's
an Elvis Presley musical without Elvis Presley.
Well,
ooh,
yeah.
Bad.
It was funny. It was a funny show. But let's get back to the shows of this year.
The Coast of Utopia, I just saw part one of it.
What'd you think? I really liked it. Oh, good.
I'm looking forward to parts two and three.
Okay, that's the Tom Stoppard trilogy that they're doing at Lincoln Center. I found it lively. I just couldn't really get into it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of people talking, and there was some human element to it, but it just didn't grab me the way I wanted
to. There is
a
lot to it, and it is very hard to absorb, but I like it. I like Ethan Hawke as the brother.
Yeah. Yeah, I did like him.
It's hard to kind of sort out the characters over there, with the exception of his.
Mm-hmm.
And how about Kiki and Herb? Did you enjoy Kiki?
God, no.
Well, I think Martin Short pretty much summed it up when he was quoting Mandy Patinkin. He said, always leave them wanting less. Hold on a second, guys.
We have nothing better.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Throw another child out the window.
Throw another child out the window.
that's a good thing.
Okay, well, we just had some drama here.
What happened?
Well, my nephew
was on the
exercise bike and turned it over, and it fell on my niece.
Ooh!
What fell on your niece? A bike? Ow.
Yeah, and both the bike and my nephew.
Oh.
But she seems to be all right. You okay, Karen?
No sex play at
the
New Year's party, please.
Yeah, she's good.
She's fine. She's not a virgin anymore, but she's fine.
We're talking a four-year-old, Dave. She hates herself.
I'm sorry.
I don't care if you've been under the influence all night.
I love the fact that I'm the bad influence.
Charlie, let me tell you something. I am so much worse in a lot of ways. Not that I should admit this.
You have no idea. I have learned about the real David.
Oh, and nothing good either.
No, I'm so surprised. He's a horrible, horrible person. I like him.
I'm an evil troll.
And yet there you are with him.
Yeah, well.
Well, we're separated by glass, so it's okay.
So let's get, what about the musicals?
Getting back to the theater.
Yeah. The musicals of 2006, which included, now before we get to Spring Awakening, which I know, well, all right, or there's Grey Gardens, and then there's, what else? The revivals of A Chorus Line.
Yeah, which,
and Three Penny
well,
Up.
I'll tell you that I was very surprised both with A Chorus Line and with Les Mis.
Well, Les Mis,
I enjoyed them both.
And how about The Apple Tree?
The Apple Tree is wonderful because of Kristen Chenoweth.
Is there any other reason to see the show?
Not really.
There
it's an all right show. It's Bach and Harnack, two of my favorite writers.
Because they wrote?
They wrote Fiddler, they wrote Fiorello, they wrote She Loves Me. Fiddler and She Loves Me are two of my all-time favorite musicals.
Great musicals.
And you don't like Fiorello?
One of the most underrated musicals I've ever seen.
Which
She Loves Me. For some reason, it's such a jewel of a musical. It's got such a wonderful score.
Why are you knocking on the table, Jeff?
What?
Jeff is like knocking on the
table. I wasn't knocking on the table.
Oh.
I think Jeff likes She Loves Me.
Oh, no, She Loves Me.
I love you, Leslie.
And
put Leslie on the phone.
But
Leslie.
The Apple Tree...
What,
again,
can you put Leslie on the phone?
Hello?
Who's Leslie?
I want to talk to Leslie.
Who's Leslie?
You say that you think Jeff likes Leslie.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
I'm hearing voices. I'm hearing that.
How did we get?
You know what? I think it's those guys in the other room. I think it's the guys in the other room. Guys, you got to keep it down. Keep it down a little bit, okay? I'm sorry. I misheard you. I thought you said Jeffrey loves you, Leslie. But it was one of the other guys. It was one of the other guys futzing with me.
Oh, that could be it.
So keep those guys down. They're really ruckus today.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Kristen Chenoweth is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, she was
such a talented performer, and it really comes out here in this show, I think, more so than in her previous performances.
Charlie, the guys want to say something to Kristen Chenoweth.
Okay.
They love her.
Everybody loves her.
I know.
So what you're saying is it's worth seeing The Apple Tree. If nothing, I mean, it's worth it to see it for her.
Yes.
What would happen if you went into The Apple Tree and said, tonight... replacing Kristen Chenoweth will be her understudy.
Well, it depends who the understudy is. Well, I saw, High Fidelity, halfway through the show at intermission, the lead guy, Will Chase, was sick, and they brought up the guy playing
what? We saw the same performance.
Yeah. Well, does the audience listening in know
because
that?
Because they've listened to other shows.
I didn't
lucky.
See it.
You didn't see High Fidelity?
No, I didn't see that performance.
Oh, well, yeah, they replaced the guy who was, and this was hours after they got the closing notice, so... Well, how sick he really was, I wonder, but...
Well, he had the Taco Bell.
Well, I'll tell you an interesting story. I went to see On the 20th Century.
Yeah.
Okay.
Years ago. It had John Cullum and Imogene Coca.
Mm-hmm.
And it had Madeline Kahn.
And
that day, Madeline Kahn was not in the show, and her understudy went on.
And who was that?
Judy Kay.
Oh.
We also saw in Souvenir. And it's taken me a long time to realize that Judy Kay is not a blonde, because, Lily Garland, the character she was playing, Lily... was a blonde.
She's not a real blonde. Did you see her in the shower and that's how you know her? I don't know what that means.
No, I have not seen Judy Kay in the shower, thank you.
But would you like to?
I'd rather see Judy Kuhn in the shower. Anyway. Who else? Well, now, why didn't you want me to talk about the one show? No, we'll only talk about that. Well, what about Grey Gardens? Charlie, what did you think of Grey Gardens? Because that's going to be up there probably as a Tony nominee.
I would imagine it will.
Yeah.
It's a little early to start with the Tony.
Did you see Grey Gardens yet?
Newer shows coming out.
Did you see Grey Gardens, Charlie?
I'm sorry, Jeff, I can't hear you.
Did you see Grey Gardens, Charlie?
I have not seen it yet, Jeff. Have you?
No, because you didn't take me.
No.
Oh.
And now I'm definitely not going to.
Why?
But will be from, basically what I've heard of it.
So you didn't see it off-Broadway either.
I believe for the Drama Desk.
Okay.
Last year, and I think it will.
It's a very good
piece. Shot in the Tonys.
Yeah.
I hope to be seeing it in January, and we'll probably be talking about it on Two on the Isle.
Cool. What did you think of the revival of Company?
Very disappointing.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, I was really looking forward to it because this was the same director who did Sweeney Todd.
Right.
It's the same setup, basically.
You know what the problem with Charlie just
all the performers.
The
are also musicians. And they can be very clever at times, especially during, I think, the side-by-side numbers, all the husbands and wives are kind of musically signaling to each other with their instruments. And then at one point, the lead character, Bobby, who's a bachelor, in his 30s looking for love, takes out this kazoo and he plays it and no one answers him.
Well, and that's also the first moment he's playing any kind of an instrument at all until at the very end he obviously plays Being Alive on the piano.
And Charlie, right.
But I have to say, that I think the problem here is, you know, with Sweeney Todd, it's such a large, I won't say it's a large show because I saw the original Sweeney Todd and the productions, I've seen the two smaller productions.
What theater did you see that, Charlie?
It was in the Gershwin or the Urus, depending on what.
So it had to be big, yeah.
What they called it.
No, actually, they chose that theater because it was such a big theater, and they made the set
right,
very
well,
small.
This was Hal Prince, and Hal Prince tends to blow things up.
And blow up real good.
But there's just so much to Sweeney Todd, so much musically, so much in the story.
So what you're saying, the company is why is that not?
Company is a very sparse musical to begin with.
Okay, yes.
If you remember, you know, so when you boil it down, when you boil Sweeney Todd down, there's still a lot of stock there. When you boil Company down, there's not all that much to begin with, either story-wise. I mean, it's got a decent score.
And another 100 people
come. A decent score?
Yeah.
Charlie, it's one of the greatest scores in modern musical theater.
Please,
everybody
it's not
loves
talking Harnick.
What?
No, well, it's not Fiddler on the Roof, but just a little below Fiddler on the Roof.
And
you
it's
have
not
company.
Milk and Honey either.
It's a little better than Milk and Honey.
I don't know if it quite comes up that high. It's got some good numbers, but again, but sitting there in this production, very few of these numbers really got to me. I mean, I love the side-by-side number.
Okay.
That was wonderful. But not much else really got to me. Now, I don't know, and I like the show in general. I've seen it before. I've enjoyed it.
And by the way, what do you feel about President Ford?
What do I feel about President Ford?
That sums it up right there.
You know, rest in peace, I guess. I don't quite understand what that has to do with
Pardon
company.
Me? Pardon me?
I said I don't quite understand what Ford has to do with
it.
Company.
Pardon me. I was just changing the subject.
Jeff, of all people, is bored with talking about theater.
I'm with segueing.
Yeah. Well, so does anybody actually care? Remember what they did with Reagan's death. Was a week-long, it wasn't a holiday, but it was this insane media frenzy of Reagan. Ford dies, it's like, well, all right, we have to cover
it. But it was kind of like an inconvenience. He died of
I don't think so. I think they gave him a fairly decent coverage.
Well, no, story of wall-to-wall. There was even a news
and he's
item.
Now at the Betty Ford Clinic rehabilitating from being dead.
But CBS apparently didn't even break into its regular programming to announce that he had died. They waited several hours until, their regularly scheduled news broadcast to even mention, oh, by the way, Mr. 200 and something days kicked the bucket, or however many, was it 400 days?
No.
How long was he up there?
It was a fairly short presidency.
Yeah.
For a very tall man.
But I just think, you know, of all things, his timing was always a little bit, he pardoned Nixon, which was just, they say it was the right thing to do, but I wonder. And now, here it is, and apparently all, the banks and all federal offices are going to be closed when?
The second.
Yeah. It's like, not only is it going to be closed, do we have, 3 days with no services, but he actually has to have a Tuesday after a holiday where the banks are going to be closed, where the libraries are going to be, everything's going to be
closed.
The
stock exchange is going to be closed. This is going to be the longest.
And I'll bet they're all grateful. That's one more day for them to party.
Well, I guess.
And let's face it, Ford was not known for being the party type. But here you go.
But
in death.
It's like another day for people to go play golf. I just don't understand why they couldn't have made it New Year's Day. He's been dead for 3 days already.
You can't tell you the national holiday.
Is that it? You can't have the same thing on a national...
You can't have a day of mourning as a national holiday.
No.
Oh, we have another caller.
Well, Charlie, happy New Year to you.
Can I talk to Charlie, or do we have to hang up on
you? Well, talk to Charlie, and then I'll come back with you.
Okay, Charlie.
Yeah.
So tell me, how's the party going?
I'm sorry?
How's the party going?
Oh, we're having a good party. We're having chips and salsa and all sorts of dips.
Who's going out the window next?
Well, we're not throwing anyone out the window just now.
Well, it's almost 11. It's time to throw another child out the window.
Well, we'll get around to it.
Oh, come on. Woo! Guys, please. We're having a lovely day, by the way. You know we're catered? for our New Year's party is catered by Galaxy Caterers.
Really?
Yeah, of Lindenhurst, New York.
Delicious pasta and...
And other things, and catered other things. By...
Larry of Galaxy Caterers.
Yes.
How can people get
who is gonna
I've got my nephew, Noah, doing most of our catering, and...
Does everything come in twos with him?
And is he washing his hands?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, the girls and the ladies... Well, you know, that, by the way, for all the people in North Shore Towers, there are men in the ladies' room, so don't go into the ladies' room.
Or do go in the ladies' room.
Well, yeah,
on a lucky New Year's Eve. Charlie, happy New Year to your
thank
wife.
You, thank
have
you,
a
Dave.
Wonderful 2007. And thanks for calling
and
in.
And don't thank me, Charlie. It's okay.
Okay. Charlie, we're going to go. Got Luke, a caller on the line. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much for calling
happy
in.
New
happy New
Year!
Okay,
say Happy New Year to Charlie.
Quick trivia question for you.
What's the trivia question?
Name a classic Broadway musical that takes place at least partially on New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year.
Sunset Boulevard. Well, it's not classic.
Okay. I was thinking I was going a little further back, but it's actually... It came out when The Star of Sunset Boulevard, the movie that is, was in her prime.
Oh, good heavens. A classic Broadway musical?
Classic Broadway musical.
Company.
Bells Are Ringing. Another hint, please.
Ziegfeld produced it.
Ziegfeld? Is it really cool? Is it Jumbo? Is it,
No. At least to the best of my knowledge, there's nothing in Jumbo that takes place on New Year's Eve.
I don't even know Jumbo. I don't know that many.
Well, that was Rodgers and Hart.
Oh, okay.
It was about an elephant, I think.
Oklahoma?
No. That wasn't in the
20s. Porgy and Bess.
What?
Porgy and Bess.
Actually, the show that I was thinking of...
Is?
Showboat.
Well, Showboat has a New Year's Eve sequence, I think.
Absolutely.
When? What? Sing it first.
When Captain Andy sees Magnolia singing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, we did really didn't kiss. But thanks for calling, Charlie.
What?
No, that's actually a very good... I remember that. I didn't know that. And I remember in the Harold... Speaking of... No, it wasn't Harold Prince. Who directed that for Garth Drabinski when they did that big revival?
That was Hal Prince.
It was Hal Prince. So I remember they had the years passing.
It was actually a revival about 10 years earlier with Donald O'Connor as Captain Andy, which I actually like better, but...
Oh.
Maybe that's for another show.
It's for another show. We got to go. We have another caller.
Okay.
Thank you, Charlie. Happy New Year to you and
happy
your family.
Happy New Year.
Woo! And say one Happy New Year to the guys.
Okay. Hey, guys. Yell Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Everybody.
We got a better crowd.
Happy
right here.
Happy
New Year. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks.